Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
For a minute, it seemed like a mafia movie. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Bill Belichick, the godfather of football over the last two decades, entered the room on time, his second punctual appearance of the regular season at the lectern. Just before that, outgoing athletic director Bubba Cunningham walked into his first Monday presser and watched from behind the media. Then three UNC heavyweights came in the same door as Belichick and stood shoulder to shoulder off to the left. Chancellor Lee Roberts, football general manager consigliere Mike Lombardi, and incoming athletic director Steve Newmark were apparently showing support for Belichick, who categorically denied multiple reports he was working out an exit plan with them. Two media members snickered he would pull out a paper napkin with the scribbled message, "I quit," as he did to resign as head coach of the NFL Jets 25 years ago, right after accepting the job. Belichick is not leaving with $30-plus million guarantees for him and his staff. Rather, it's whether UNC is willing to admit it made a mistake and start over with a new coach who will not be in the news cycle every single day. It's far more about the long-lasting damage to UNC's brand, image, and reputation. No question, Belichick knows what to do with the football team, departing the NFL with six Super Bowl rings and the second most coaching wins in history. But the Carolina program is now on life support because, as he admits, he expected to find better players when he arrived and can't do much about it right now. Yet he is still talking about next year's freshman recruiting class, which few other Power Four programs are doing because they know the new key to the college game is the transfer portal and revenue share. Going to Cal for a Friday night 10:30 p.m. game, most objective observers know what the future holds for Belichick's first college team, now 2-3, but unlikely to win more than one of its remaining seven games. The Bears from Berkeley, 4-2, are already two touchdown favorites, despite getting hammered by Duke, which was much better and will come to Keenan Stadium in November and beat the Tar Heels again. And no matter how bad NC State is playing, the Wolfpack is more talented than the Tar Heels and will own them a fifth straight time in Raleigh. That's why UNC needs another coach with a vision and not a veteran who has too much to learn. After his opening remarks, Belichick answered the same questions and repeated it's a process that they are all working hard at. Will he replace some of his inexperienced staff who have to bust their butts learning how to recruit the right players and land enough of them to calm the natives next season? Maybe, but the roster won't improve much with the steep learning curve, he acknowledges. As for the Mafia movie, we are at intermission, but have a good idea how it will end. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.